This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Summertime is on its way, and with it, some good news that the Delaware Valley is ushering in a phased reopening. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to share some of the options for those of us who want to get outside a little more and for those who are still proceeding with extra caution. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. May might be at its end, but before it's over, we need to acknowledge an important celebration.
Uh-oh, have I missed one? We just had a celebration. What's going on?
Did you know that May is Get Caught Reading Month?
I did not know that. And I'll add, any month is a good one to get caught reading, right?
Well, it's meant to last all year, but we do celebrate it in May. So the Free Library of Philadelphia is hosting a virtual author event on Friday at 7 p.m. It's part of the local author series, and it features Zio Axelrod and Roan Parrish.
No, tell us about the series and, of course, this latest installment.
Sure. So Riven starts out with the book Riven, also the series title, and it's kind of an anti-rockstar romance.
How can we watch?
It's on Crowdcast, and you can register for it online. And it's free.
And we definitely like free these days. Tanya, it looks like museums and other institutions that attract large numbers of people will remain virtual for a while. Do you have any updates on that front?
I do. I have some great news for Delawareans. The Winter Tour Museum is opening its grounds when Delaware reopens on June 1st. But there is a caveat. You must be a member of the museum, you must be a Delaware resident, and you must register online beforehand. We'll have all those details on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
That is great news to be able to enjoy the beautiful grounds of the museum once again.
And I've got more good news for South Jersey. The Cathedral Event Center in Hamilton, New Jersey has turned their parking lot into carpool cinema. You can watch a movie on the big screen from your car and still practice social distancing.
That is so clever.
I think so. And they are also showing family-friendly movies like Frozen 2. Did you know Pennsylvania has the second highest amount of drive-ins in the country?
I do know that many have closed over the decades. Since I was a kid and my family filled up the station wagon to see movies like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and then they were followed by like kung fu films. I think I usually fell asleep before the kung fu films.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I loved that movie when I was a kid. You are taking me back. As of now, Governor Wolf has issued varying orders depending on where you live, so it's best to check ahead of time to see if there's a particular theater you want to go to. But if you still prefer to watch your movies at home, Tracy Ellis Ross and Dakota Johnson's new movie, The High Note, will be available on all video on demand platforms this Friday. The reviews have been positive, so I'm looking forward to it.
In the history of music, only 5 women over 40 have ever had a number one hit.
What about a good podcast?
Well, I've got one in mind. Rami Malek, you know him. He won an Oscar playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. And if you haven't seen that yet, that's a great film as well. But he also stars in a podcast called Blackout. It's an apocalyptic story, so that might hit a little closer to home than usual, but thankfully right now, it's just a podcast.
My name is Simon Atani. I'm 39 years old, and I'm currently, I don't know where I am exactly. It's somewhere on.
Sounds good. Talk to you next week.
Jennifer, you are welcome, and we'll have more on our website, whyy.org/things to do, where we will provide info on some wonderful virtual summer programs for kids.